This podcast brought to you by Media Corp Radio. For more, visit podcast.sg.
We're with Josh Groban at the moment. So Josh, tell us about your hobbies.
My hobbies are music. So I play piano, I play drums, I like to write, I love to compose, you know, on the keyboard and program drums and things like that. But otherwise, I love to play tennis, I love sports, I love to play video games, you know. I love to do stuff that just absolutely allows me to vegetate and get my mind off of the work, you know. So I'll read a book or I'll play a game or go out with friends.
Josh, let's talk about your album now. Well, what's your involvement? I understand that you wrote some songs and you got more involved and you played some instruments as well.
Played drums on a couple of songs, played piano on a few songs as well. Most of the piano was on the song February Song that I wrote. And yeah, co-wrote four songs and co-produced two or three songs. And I just felt like I had a real, you know, there's, when I make an album, there's really two sides that I want to bring to it. And the first is just the art of singing, and just as a vocalist, first and foremost, wanting to find songs that I can sing my best. And secondly, just kind of that nagging feeling to create and write songs and experiment with different sounds and styles. And for me to create a full album, I need to have definitely a combination of both. So I feel like I was able to do that.
How experimental were you with this album?
For me, absolutely. I mean, I think, could I have gone a little bit further, maybe, and do I plan to in the future? Absolutely. But I think that in terms of checklisting all the things that I wanted to try on this album, you know, I wanted to make an album that from beginning to end felt like it came from a very honest, simple place, but at the same time brought you to many different worlds. And so, you know, being able to work with people like Imogen Heap and Herbie Hancock and Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Glenn Ballard and Marius DeVries and all these incredible producers I was able to work with really helped me use my voice and use my musicality that I have in an environment that was altogether new to me. So that was a great experience. And I had to put myself in a situation where failure was possible, you know, because whenever you're doing something new or you're trying new things, the possibility is there for you to go, oh, Josh, what are you doing? You know, this was a mistake, you know. But everything worked and everything felt like, why haven't I done this before? And so I hope my fans feel the same way.